want to be the type of people that if he told us to pack a bag and, you know, just go to the airport, that we would just do it without questions, without, you know, any hesitation. And boy, did he answer that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gifts and Go's Spotlight Interview. I'm here with Pastors John and Joy joining me with their campaign on Gifts and Go. Super interesting ministry and story. I'm so pumped to have them here and so pumped that you guys are checking them out. Welcome, John, Joy. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, you know, it's so awesome. We love doing these spotlight interviews and we love kind of meeting new people. Already we've had a chance to kind of chat quickly. I'm loving it. I'm like, yeah, family, you know, when you meet people in the faith, it's just such a good thing.
Amen.
Yes.
But yeah, I was actually checking out your campaign. You've got this, you guys are ministers and you guys traveling domestic missionaries, I think is what you say on your website. I love that. Explain what you guys do, who you are, share a bit about who you are with us.
Okay.
Amen. So we started the ministry officially in 2018, but we stepped out before that in 2015. And it all started in 2015 when we were in a business meeting in our previous church. And when we prayed a prayer that changed our lives.
Yeah. You know, one of those prayers that you don't really know what you're praying.
Yeah. We just said it, you know, and it changed everything. And we said that we want to be the type of people that if he told us to pack a bag and, you know, just go to the airport, that we would just do it without questions, without, you know, any hesitation. And boy, did he answer that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we thought, you know, he would send us off on a weekend trip. But it turned out that he told us to start packing up our whole house. And so we moved out. And since then, this was 2015. And since then, we've had no permanent address. And we now travel with a truck and an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. So 2015, you started going. And then in 2018, you guys started this ministry, correct?
Officially, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what is the ministry? Share your heart, your mission. What's God got you doing? Or how are you serving out there?
Well, we basically decided just early on that we just wanted to be used. We just wanted to be vessels. We didn't want to, you know, pick and choose what we wanted to do. We just left it up to him. You know, we've done covenants with him, you know. At one point we did a covenant of will exchange where we just used our will to just give up our will to back to him. Yeah. And so we decided then that we never say no to a mission. So all of the missions are different. It could be sent. We could be sent to a family. We could be sent to a home group. We could be sent to a church, wherever he sends us, whatever the mission, that's just what we do.
I mean, whatever he wants to do, we just leave ourselves, we make ourselves available to him, whatever he wants to do.
That just, you know, it makes me think of, you know, when Jesus is asked from the Gospels, it's like, what do you do? And he's like, I only do what my Father tells me to do. And I sit there and I go, as a missionary or during ministry, I was like, I want to feed the 5,000. I want to walk on water. I want to be like Jesus. And it's like, no, what Jesus does is he waits for the Father, waits for the Spirit to lead him. I'm like, that's the model he's showing us.
Right. That's what we try to emulate.
Yeah, which is awesome. I love that it comes right back to not just finding the forums in which we do ministry, but saying, Holy Spirit, you've been given to me for this, like to lead me and to guide me and empower me to step out with what these things are. Right. I love that that's your mission. Just totally open-handed. Holy Lord, let's go. Let's go on this adventure.
Yeah, we live by faith. So whatever we need just winds up happening, being given to us. And
he always provides.
Right. Yeah. When this need popped up, he told us, you know, to start a campaign, and I prayed about, you know, where to go, and he led us to your website. And I felt like that was the best platform to put it on because of what you guys believe and what you know, we have things in common. So I would rather do that kind of thing with someone who's a believer and keep it all in the family.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Some things in life you just can't control, like when a loved one passes or a natural disaster strikes. But you can control which crowdfunding platform you'll use when the time comes. GiveSendGo is trusted in over 80 countries worldwide for its simple, reliable crowdfunding platform. As the leader in freedom fundraising, GiveSendGo guarantees people's voices are heard and valued. Whether you're in a hopeless situation, see a friend in need, or pursuing a lifelong dream, GiveSendGo's got your back so you can confidently raise money for who and what you love. Go to www.givesendgo.com to start fundraising today.
So you guys have set out 2018, got your ministry up and going, and you guys are itinerant, traveling around. Where there's a need, you meet it, you bring the Lord, and you just minister the power of the Holy Spirit. But some stuff has kind of paused here for a bit. What's going on? Why'd you start the campaign?
Well, then you want to tell them, or you want
to? Yeah, we just came from a mission a couple of weeks ago. We were sent to Kentucky to a family, and kind of camped out in their on their driveway, and we just ministered to them for 6 weeks. You know, we were just training them and doing deliverance and different things like that for about 6 weeks, and then he said, you know, you can have a little bit of rest. Go ahead and go to we're over here in Maryland, where one of our disciples is, and she happened to be house sitting. And so it was the right time, right opportunity.
Door opened up.
We drove, and we had to drive through West Virginia. I don't know if you've ever been through there, but
mountains. Yeah. And we were about halfway there, and the transmission started acting up.
Yeah.
And so and this was at night, and it was raining, it was foggy. And so
it was a treacherous, treacherous situation. And we just started praying. He sent one of those trucks, like the courtesy trucks.
Yeah.
They came behind us, and that he stopped us, and he's like, "Hey, do you need some help?" And we're like, "Yeah, our transmission's going out." He said, "Oh, I'll escort you to the nearest rest area." So
we have like two more miles.
We woke up the next day, and we were like, "What do we do? This seems like an impossible situation," you know. And we were trying to, you know, make sure that we stayed in shalom and peace and not panic, you know. And we're like, "What do we do?" He goes, "Worship." So we just woke up, we started worshiping, and then we're like, "Okay, what do we do?" He said, drive in faith.
Yeah, he said, drive in faith, you know, believe.
And pray, and so.
And it's one of those things where you have to bypass your mind, because the natural is telling you, this is not a good idea, but you know you heard from him, so you just go. And it was amazing, because he actually showed me how to shift the gears to where it would just continue moving forward. So that was amazing, that was a miracle, because I never had to do that before. And so, we made it to our destination. And
we had a mechanic look at it.
Yeah, they said it was pretty much done.
He said, he told us the price, and we were like, "This is more than what we paid for the truck." So that's not being a good steward. Yeah. So we decided to just go ahead and throw out the net, cast a wide net.
Yeah. And he said to leave no stone unturned. So we're just
kind of your own little shipwreck scenario. Right. Like, heading one place, and then something comes and just totally stops you. Yeah. You know, but and as you guys are saying, you know, living by faith, and that's really what it is. You find yourself in positions like this, and you go, so much is on how we respond, you know, and to just jump into prayer, worship, and say, "Lord, you know, you are Yahweh, you are the God, you are Him above all other things." And to kind of surrender yourself to that. I mean, it just, and who knows what part this spotlight interview even gets to play in what God has for you guys through this trial and through this difficulty.
Right.
Amen.
I hope it plays a really good role.
I have faith that it will.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, so it's you guys are in a third wheel RV.
It's a travel trailer.
Okay, yeah, cool. And so, is it your truck that your truck that's the transmission?
Right. Yes, yeah,
the transmission no more. Pretty much went out.
Yeah, he said we need a new one, so we're just like, we just need to get something better.
And it's not even the value of the vehicle itself, you know, probably isn't even worth the
We currently have a 1987, so it's 97. A 97, 97. Sorry. Yeah. It's not a spring chicken in truck years.
So we're we have I really love how Abba does it, where he tells us, set the parameters, you know, for what you're believing for. And so we wrote out the parameters, and we committed it to him. And we're just believing, you know, and he gives you the gift of faith when you need it. Yeah. And so we know that he's going to come through. And so we're just, and we know it's going to be a testimony for those that they hear the story, they see how Abba worked, and it will increase their faith and help them to move forward in what he's called them to do.
Right. Yeah. He usually uses our ministry and us in particular, because we live, you know, we don't, recommend everybody do what we do, just that they do what he's called them to do. And he often uses us in our life as a challenge to other people to say, hey, you know, if he's taking care of them, he'll take care of us. Yeah. And so we're more than happy to be used to challenge other people. It's it can be challenging, but our faith has grown by leaps and bounds. So this is really awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. What a crazy story. And it's so true. You know, and that's I love that. The Lord, you know, is calling you guys out to do great things, and you guys are making a really incredible impact. And so I want to encourage those who have been listening in so far and are joining us for this spotlight, you know, you head over and check out this campaign. You can find it at givesendgo.com/G9CKP. That's G9CKP, and you can check out their campaign. Go pray for them, go support them. You never know how much is going to make an impact. We all know the $5, you know, that makes an impact. It all does. And when you're sowing into the lives of people who are giving everything for the kingdom, you're sowing directly into the kingdom and the work that's being sown into it. You're reaping that as well. And so give. At supporting Lexalis Ministries and their domestic missions. You can also check out their website at www.lexalisministries.org. I believe I'm saying that correctly.
Yes.
You can check out, they've got an awesome video blog and some really cool posts on there. They've got their ministry up there. Go check them out, see what's going on. You never know, you might be the next ones to call on them to join you and ministering to what you got going on in your own area, which would be amazing. But this is a ministry, it's been going, you guys, going through COVID, man. You guys, if you guys could get through those years, you guys can get through anything, right? But these are missionaries, domestic missionaries, living by faith. And so you can give to this. Now, what are other ways in which people would be able to give to your ministry on a monthly basis? You know, we all know that that's how missionaries, you know, you wait for the Lord, you trust in him, and we know it's his family that comes around us and says, hey, let's sow into this. What's the best way for somebody who would say they want to support you on a monthly or regular basis? What do they do? Where do they go?
Amen. So they can go to the website, thelexalisministries.org, and click on the donate tab, and all the information is there. If they like to give monthly, there'll be a big green button there, and a very, very simple process.
Yeah, so easy. The simpler, the better. Really, it truly is. And so there's, you know, you might be hearing some of this testimony, some of what's going on. You might feel the Spirit tugging on your heart to say, come on, let's stand behind your brother and sister here. These ministers of faith that have been willing to give up everything for what they feel the Lord's called them to do. That is an incredible thing and not an easy thing to do.
You have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.givesendgo.com.
Well, guys, is there anything else you would like to share before we close out our time with our interview?
Can we pray for people?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, go for it. Yes.
Father, we just come before you and we pray for each and every person that is watching this. And we pray, Abba, that our story has challenged them and touched their hearts more than anything, Abba. Even if they don't feel the tug at their heart to give, Abba, we pray that you bless them nonetheless. We pray that you lead them and guide them so that they can be challenged, so that they can live a life like you've called us to live, a life of faith, a life of surrender, a life of consecration. We pray, Abba, that you give them the courage and the strength to take up their cross and to follow you daily and to do exactly as you have called them to do, just like you've called us. And we pray blessings on Give, Send, Go. Abba, we thank you that for this opportunity that they've given to us. And we thank you, Abba, that you explode their ministry as well, Abba. In the mighty name of Jesus of Yeshua, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, You guys got me stirred up. I'm like, yeah, come on, Lord. That's so good. Thank you. Well, let me pray for you guys. Let me pray for what you guys are doing. This is the best. This is a great interview. Let's go. Father, Abba, we bless you. I thank you so much for my brother and my sister, John and Joy, Lord. I thank you for putting a call on their life and receiving their yes. Lord, I thank you that they gave you a yes to the call that you've given them. And I pray that you would continue to stir that up inside of them. I ask that you would overwhelm them with blessing and abundance, Lord, to accomplish all that you set out for them to do. Lord, we know that you prepare the steps and you make the steps in the way of the righteous one. And so we thank you that the path is prepared for them. And we ask that for each step, that your security, your shalom, your assurance would be right, would guard their hearts and their minds in these times, Lord, and you would show them the people around them as they're waiting that need a word from you, that need a touch from you, Lord, and that you would continue to comfort them and give them rest in this time of waiting, Lord. We ask that every penny would be raised and that you would even bring in more around them, more people to be their community, pouring into what they're doing and growing from what you're doing through them. We bless them in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Well,
thank you so much, guys. We appreciate you jumping on. Again, go check out that that campaign on GiveSendGo. It's /G9CKP. Check that out. Go give, go pray. This is our family we're talking about, and we like to come around those people. So go do that. Thank you all for joining us. John, Joy, thank you so much. Appreciate you both and the callings that you guys are walking out in and the yes that you gave to the Lord. I'm remembering I used to work with these missionaries from Mississippi, and they would always say, you know, the most the best thing and the most difficult thing they ever had to give to the Lord was their yes. It was just to say, yes, fine, I'll do it. You know, and you know how pleased the Lord is when we finally surrender that over to him and the crazy adventure we get on when we finally do.
Right, it's not boring, that's for sure.
Definitely not boring. Well, thank you again for joining me. We're awesome to have you on the Spotlight interview, and I really pray and hope that you'll see blessing come in and connections made that you weren't expecting, and that would really bring you into the next season or whatever it is the Lord has for you now.
Amen.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you everybody for watching. Join us again for our next Spotlight. Go donate, go love somebody, and go shine brightly. In the name of Jesus, amen.